Welcome to Chatterbox Video Game Radio, everybody. It is February 19th. My name's Alon. This is Nate.
Hey.
And we have a newcomer to the show, Kara, or Kara.
Our new sound person.
Correct me.
It's Kara.
Kara. Excellent. Andrew, gone
switch,
away.
Decided
away
to switch
Dota.
To mornings.
He's gone. He's working like 15-hour shifts now.
Yeah.
But not while we're here, and I think that's probably intentional. So we're here with a newbie, but that's okay, because we're going to have a great show today and talk about several things. First of all, tomorrow's my birthday.
Yes, we had a little celebration last night.
Last night we did go out for my birthday.
You got in a fight?
I was Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
You were.
Minus the Sock'em part, because it was really just... Well, no, I guess the Sock'em minus the Rock'em.
Yeah.
Walked away with a bloody nose.
A little bit.
That was fun. Actually, still a little bit poofy. See, Kara doesn't know me enough, but if she knew, she'd know that my nose isn't this big normally.
I mean, it's big naturally,
yeah,
but it's bigger
quite big,
this week.
But not this... It kind of hurts.
I would imagine. You did get punched in the face.
But you were all saying I was, like, really drunk, and I wasn't. I don't want to advocate the drinking, but I went home and I played Guitar Hero like a madman to prove to you that I wasn't...
If anyone was drunk, it was me.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And that's what I go for when I go out.
But it was a good time, and everybody should know to be responsible when they go out and have a good time. But, you know, we enjoyed ourselves.
That's right.
I think my birthday last year, not that exciting.
Not too much. We didn't do a whole lot. I think it ended early, too.
And it was on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we had fun Saturday. So here's what we're going to do this week. We got a few things. First of all, a lot of people, I don't know if we have a lot of people actually listening to the show right now live, but we had a lot of people introduced to the show this week thanks to a little bit of press we got, because I put up a flyer on the internet, a scan of a flyer that I got at my house. There's a local church wanting to lure, that's the word I like to use.
Lure and steal.
Lure newcomers into the world of Jesus Christ by using a flyer that basically was all about Xbox 360 advertising, appearance, and logo usage and all that, but it was Life 360.
It was satire.
Yeah.
As I use my air quotes.
Is that what it is? Is it satire?
It's satire.
Because a bunch of people are on the internet, they were kidding. Wow. Really? Some people are really excitable.
Well, like, I don't understand why they got so mad, so upset, but I could understand why.
Some were upset that my headline was, Church Steals Xbox 360 Trademark to Lure New Members.
When you use the word steal, you're implying that it's illegal what they did.
I just implied that they stole it, and clearly they did. They took something which was someone else's and used it for their own.
All right.
Their own purposes. So I'm not going to question the legality of it. I don't care. But plenty of other people decided to question it themselves. And then everybody's a lawyer. Everyone steps out of the woodwork and with their law degrees. 14-year-olds. Listen, I just graduated Yale, and I know that parody is sanctioned use in the United States of America, and that's perfectly acceptable. Then others are like, I hope Microsoft stomps down their asses and puts that church to shame and takes all their money. And I got to tell you, the most sensible discussion I saw on it was at a Christian website.
Really?
That linked to us. Yeah, I was able to look at the stats and see where they came from. And very sensible discussion. Nobody was getting up in arms. Some were like, I like it. I like that they do this sort of things. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah,
others were saying,
you know, this blood's for you.
Yeah.
I think there were some other ones. I can't remember them right now.
I can't either. But they post them in our forums. Go take a look at chatterboxgameshow.com if you want to see them yourself. But this one, I don't even remember the website. But it was some Christian website where basically it's, you know, presumably a bunch of people like you and me, except very religious.
Yeah.
You know, probably becoming their youth pastors or becoming pastors now. I don't know. But talking about the talk, the walk, and like, oh, this is a good idea. No, it's bad. Microsoft's going to get on them, and it's just going to give a negative image to the church and all these.
You know, as heartless as Microsoft is, I don't think they're going to go after a church.
No, but Major Nelson, he posted it on his blog, and he got a lot of attention.
Okay.
Because he's Major Nelson.
Yeah.
He said that he wanted a hard copy of it, so I called him up. I said, I've got one. I got an extra one. I can send it to you. Haven't heard from him yet.
All right.
But hopefully soon. Anyway, I've talked way more about this than I wanted to. I wanted to save this for later. But it leads into an important question. Question of the week for me. This is an example of how, like, video games are seeping into our society, becoming, rather than just some fringe part of society, some geek fest, now it's
become mainstream.
It. Yeah. You know that you're in the public eye when the church starts using you for its own desires. So I'm wondering, how do you feel about your precious hobby being twisted to serve the agenda of others? Do you wish that gaming stayed in the realm of the geek?
Well,
any ideas?
I mean, I guess there's always been, like, church use of video games before, like the Bible game for the NES and stuff like that. I mean, there's always been use, not very popular, you know.
No.
But
not
it's,
even licensed.
It's always been there.
But, I mean, how do you feel about this? Do you think that, because I remember, you know, this is, like I said, I wanted to save this for later. But we're going to take callers in our third segment to hear how you guys feel about it. But I just feel, you know what, kind of like I'm being impeded on. This was my thing. It's like when you hear about a band early on and they're your band. You knew they were good before everybody else noticed.
Yeah.
And then suddenly teeny boppers all across the world are banging their heads to the new Muzak that you loved so much. And now you can't stand them anymore.
Well, they sold out.
Yes.
Are you saying Xbox sold out?
Xbox was a sellout from day one, but I just...
I'm just trying to grasp your analogy, that's all.
I have mixed feelings about it. So we'll come back to the topic in the third segment. We're also going to talk about everybody's favorite lawyer, Jack Thompson. Now, we've stayed away from this topic for quite some time. I know, Nate, you're sick of it.
I know. Well, you know, when we talk about it every show for a year, you know, pretty much, it's time to let that guy go.
We put the baton down. We let GamePolitics.com take it. We let everybody else, you know, link to our interview, but we sort of stayed off topic for a while. We didn't want to touch on Jack every day.
We didn't want to be the Jack Thompson show.
Exactly. But he's done some even more crazy than Jack Thompson things lately. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. He's just shown himself to be even more nuts.
Yeah.
He's than I thought.
Open letters to Bono. I mean, once you do that.
It's a little bit crazy. And so... Okay, well, it's a lot crazy, but we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's certainly a topic I think we can all appreciate and we can all expound on, so I'm going to go over some of the details of that letter and see if people agree with me. And sort of it links in well with the church flyer thing,
yeah,
the concept of churchies, you know.
Trademark, that's mine.
Isn't that Nathan Smart's?
Isn't it?
No. No, he has everything else he's.
Yeah.
You're the churchies.
Churchies,
guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, I was saying that before it was even cool.
Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left to talk about what we've been playing this week. Now, we were gone last week. We skipped last week because I was sick.
Because, yeah, you were,
hear it in my
you were
voice
dying again. Last week.
I'm still not that great. And then last night after getting hit in the nose, my breathing isn't great today. But anyway, I got to see the new game. You might have read it. I think I saw it on Kotaku. I'm not sure. They, by the way, linked our church thing.
Yep.
Thanks,
Kotaku. Yeah, I saw that.
They had a bit about Mario Adventure. I think it was called Mario Adventure. It's basically a complete hack of Super Mario Bros. 3. And I don't think I actually showed it to you.
You were going to.
And then I didn't.
And then you didn't.
That's irresponsible of me. But it's okay. You can go download it. It's available there on the website. Nintendo hasn't stopped them yet. But it's a good game. Not necessarily good, like... I would buy this game right now. But it's good to know that Mario can live on and that people were able to do such a complete hack. And it's very difficult. I got to tell you. It was like the second or third level I played. So we're talking World 1.
Yeah.
I played through this level got to be like 20, 25 times.
Really?
Before I could beat it. And it does all sorts of... It's not like you know that game that's Mario-esque, but it was made from the ground up. I think it was called Mario Ween.
Yeah.
And it was a sequel to that. Like, that tried to be Mario and use the graphics and all that, but it was from the ground up. Now, this one's just taking the game that already exists. So the mechanics of the game, they're flawless in comparison to the original, right?
Yeah.
They still work the same way. So you can count on a quality game experience, but it's new everything. And I thought it was really great. Not new everything. Some things are weird. Like, you go up next to a pipe that has a flower coming out of it, the mean flowers that shoot fireballs at you, and sometimes they just keep coming, even though you're next to it. And then when you're next to it, it's supposed to stop. And then you climb on top of it, and it keeps going. So I was a little upset at that, sort of broke the rules. And then other pipes, they work by the normal rules. So I don't know. But the point is, good game. You should try it. Go try to find it on whatever website I found it on. I don't remember.
I'm sure you can Google it and find it very easily.
Anyway, I'm hearing some music, so we have to go now, right? Is this what's happening? I think we have, like, no seconds left.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be back, talk about real stuff, some industry editorials, as soon as we come back from break. Thank you, Nate, for sticking through it with me.
That's right. No
all
problem.
Right, we'll be back. Oh, right. We are back, everybody. Alon and Nate. Nate and Alon.
Yep.
Chatterbox Video Game Ready. Go to uat.edu.
They got
we
games,
did that.
Programming?
We go there every once in a while.
I go there almost every day. Now.
Almost every day until like 4 in the morning.
That's right. Working.
Because you are working on becoming a game developer.
That's right.
You can go there for game design, programming, art, network security even. Oh, that's not really fun. Anyway, you get the picture. UAT.edu, that's the University of Advancing Technology, excuse me. And not a bad place. And a good sponsor of ours. We appreciate
it. A very good sponsor of ours.
That's right. Now, I said that we were going to talk about Jack Thompson when we came back from the break. So that's what we're going to do. So it started off with a notice I read about how he got a new website. Then I checked his old website. Apparently that's gone. Somebody took it. I guess he didn't renew it or something. So StopKill is gone. But now he's got this new website that supposedly he sent out a press release, because he always sends out press releases.
Every other week this guy sends out press releases.
By the way, press releases cost like $1,000 to submit. I don't know where this guy's getting his money to constantly be putting out press releases. But
I'm sure he gets funding from somewhere. I mean, he is a lawyer. I'm sure he's made money at some point. Probably.
Anyway. So he puts out this press release saying, hey, I'm happy to announce I've got a new website. Now, of course, that website's not actually available. You'd think you would make the press release only after you have a site up. But that's not the case.
Maybe he was going on the fact that he knows no one's really going to go to it.
He just wants publicity.
Yeah.
That's him. He's always a publicity guy. So here's what happens. He says, I'm starting this new website. It's jackandgoliath.com. Who's Goliath, Nate? Do you have any idea? Could you guess who Goliath is?
I would venture to guess in his terms, maybe Take-Two. Or
Take
maybe
two.
Rockstar. Or something like that.
It is Take-Two. It's not video games as a whole. It's Take-Two. So he said the point of this website is to dismantle or destroy, I don't know the exact term they used, Take-Two more than he already has tried to do. So already he's setting out a goal. And it's good to have goals.
It's good to have goals, yeah.
To say I'm gonna do something with my life. Even if it is really bad idea.
Down a company.
Exactly. So he says he's gonna go after them. And I took a look. We've got Chatterbox hosting.
Yep.
We know all the ins and the outs of domain registration and hosting and such. So I take a look at his Whois data, and it has all sorts of stuff. In fact, I'm going to go do that now. You could go do this search. Go to freewhois.com and search for Jack and Goliath, and I'll show you what happens here. You can see that Jack Thompson at a very certain address, and I believe this address is probably his office.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not his house. But then it has a phone number, too, for all this stuff. And what's really funny is that the phone number starts with 666. But I don't think it's fake. So like, you can go search 305-666-4366. And the email is arrogantattorney@yahoo.com. So I'm thinking, my point of this, of mentioning this, is that like, he didn't privatize this data. He didn't use an email address other than arrogantattorney.
Yeah.
Assuming this is a real registration, this guy really is just looking for people to get mad at him. Like, looking for people to have a way to contact and harass him. You know how he complains that people are always harassing?
I think he's making himself open to that. He wants that, I think.
Yeah.
Just so then he can come out with another press release saying, why do you people stop bugging me?
Yeah, why are you pixelantes calling me all the time? I didn't mean to leave my phone number out there. Now, the great thing is, you go do a reverse lookup on this phone number at anywho.com, you'll go find John Bruce, that's Jack's real name, right? And Patricia Thompson at a certain address in Florida. Now, that's his home address. That's the white pages there. He's not making himself unlisted. He's not unlisting his domain registration. It's his real name. And so, like, maybe this is a fake registration to help people find that info. I don't know.
Maybe.
I have no idea. But, boy, this guy's just asking for trouble. So when he bitches and he whines that people go after him, I really think he's definitely asking for it. And I don't care now that he's going to complain that people harass. And I gave his phone number on the air because it's publicly available, apparently.
Yeah.
I'd love for him to say that I'm harassing him. So, furthermore, he goes on.
You might want to be careful, because he'll send lawyers after you.
He will send lawyers. You know what? Maybe he'll come to Arizona, and
maybe we'll
disbar him from Arizona, just like Alabama did. So,
listen, he's just trying to help people. If Alabama wants to get in the way of that.
They want their kids to be raised on murder simulators
in
Alabama.
Right.
So they want to kick him out. So we've got his crappy email address, which is asking for people to yell at him. We've got his 666 phone number, which I think is a hilarious coincidence at best. And, of course, he's sending out press releases for a website that doesn't exist, which has an agenda specifically to destroy something. Very anti-Christian, if you ask me.
Yeah, not feeling the fuzzy, warm, we love everybody.
Exactly. Although then I guess there are the extreme.
Is he a Southern
folks.
Baptist?
I don't know. But there's the extreme ones who like to, like, shoot up clinics and stuff. And I guess it's the same idea. Take down something which is evil in his mind. Okay, so moving on. He then writes a letter to Bono. We talked about this.
Well, Bono, if you people haven't known, he had an investment investment company that was interested in, something like that. And they were interested in buying Take-Two.
I don't know why. How much were they going to, like, put $1 billion in? Is that buying all of Take-Two? Is that buying a portion of them? It's at least a significant portion if it's not the whole thing.
I don't think it matters to Jack.
Certainly
but the
not.
Point is, Bono was interested, or his investment firm was interested in procuring some parts, if not all, of Take-Two.
And this is particularly interesting because Bono also notes that he's very religious and he tries to save the world. He's, you know, very Save Tibet-ish, stuff like that. I don't really follow him much, but you've seen him on TV
making
prophetic
statements.
So, now John Bruce, Jack Thompson, says, listen, Bono, what a bad idea. And he writes this open letter. It's like 5 friggin' pages long. I couldn't even read the whole thing because I would have fallen asleep.
I read clips of it, just what kind of pertained to what was important. But he does ramble a lot. Yeah.
And I'm just going to quote some of these parts because, you know what? If I can't produce interesting radio, Jack sure can. So here it is. Dear Bono, I write you as a fellow brother in Jesus Christ, appreciative of your bold witness to the transforming truth of the gospel. In both your words and your deeds, I write to encourage you respectfully and in a spirit of brotherly love not to purchase Take-Two Interactive Software, Inc. Now remember, Wacko Jacko himself bought Take-Two not so long ago. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
We talked about it because he wanted to be able to have access to the company. Now you'd think he would be a little bit more respectful of someone else's decision to make, well, exactly the same
maybe
decision.
Bono just wants to keep tabs on Take-Two.
Maybe. Maybe he wants to turn him into a shiny, happy people company. So he continues on. Thompson warns Bono that buying Take-Two will serve as a refutation of your Christian witness. And he states that unless Elevation Partners, the investment firm, plans to buy Take-Two for the purpose of incinerating the Grand Theft Auto games and the other murder simulator titles that Take-Two owns, possibly like Bully, I don't know, then you'll be tying a millstone around your own neck, he says. Again, it warms the cockles of your heart to see Jack trying to do good here. And he moves on and says, I'm trying to keep you, dear brother, from being run over by a careening bus. I do this to help you. A brother in Christ. A brother in Christ. I love it. See, when he came on our show, not a single mention of Jesus. He only said that The Sims was worse than Grand Theft Auto. Now, he's not trying to take down EA, but The Sims was worse than Grand Theft Auto, if you recall.
It was.
That was a question you asked
him. He told me it was worse.
Right there on the phone. Yeah. Okay. So where was I? I'm trying to keep you, dear brother, from being run over by a careening bus. I do this to help you. A brother in Christ has now warned you. He's like a prophet. Now, do the right thing. In his, capital H, you know, in his powerful name, I pray, Thompson writes before signing off, in Jesus Christ, Jack Thompson. And then he says, I could cite to you a dozen of similar, or this is earlier, I think, I could cite to you a dozen similar events that tie Grand Theft Auto to murder. Is this what you want to own, along with all its coming liabilities, both legal and spiritual? He's just digging in.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea. God will hate you for buying Grand Theft Auto.
Well, if you buy Take-Two, that's a sin right up there.
But Jack did do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
I guess. So Jack Thompson himself, a nut job, is really the case.
Pretty much.
If you want to call us and talk to us about this, we've got, a good 2 minutes left? 866-536-1100. You can call. You can talk to us. We know that you love to talk about Jack almost as much as we like to avoid talking about Jack.
Yes.
So, but this was so good. His open letter to a famous person trying to get attention again. And he won. He got the attention. We are giving him that attention. And that's okay, because I doubt he'll hear the show anyway. He's in Florida. That's far away.
Yeah.
It's late.
He's asleep.
He doesn't want to know. But anyway,
right now he has this kid going into a Walmart trying to buy some game, so then he can go back and sue him.
I don't even know what else to say about it. Do we want to go on? Do we want to discuss how insane he is, or have we all just come to the accepting? It's everybody knows, so now it's not fun to talk about.
I think it's come to the point where, you know, he's only going to go away if we stop, you know, thinking about him.
I guess.
You know.
Sometimes it's too good not to talk about, though.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
I come to you as a brother in Christ. I mean, he came on our show. We talked to him for 80 minutes. That's a long time. I could have read this whole letter in less than 80 minutes, and that's a feat. And not once did he mention his Christian holier-than-thou
initiative. He did. At the end, I believe he
mentioned any of that. Was I not listening to the interview? I was there.
Are you sure? Because I seem to remember him mentioning that he's a Christian person.
Really?
And it's in his duty.
I know that he did in other interviews. And clearly, he's not avoiding the subject anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh, no. 5 pages of bless you, dear Bono. Pick off the sunglasses and see the light.
So if Bono does buy it, there'll be another open letter where he calls him, like, I don't know, an idiot and, you know.
A Judas? Is that the word they like to use when you go do something you're not supposed to do?
I will, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, I won't get to meet you unless it's, you know, in hell. Cause
it's like everybody else. Well, he was joined up with Hillary Clinton. He was happy with Hillary. And then all of a sudden, you know, he hated her.
Yeah, well, she invited a couple of those people to a banquet. So, obviously, that's a strike in his book.
Yeah, he just tries to get attention, and they're trying to make money. He really should recognize that it's the same efforts.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go to break. We're going to talk more about churchy stuff, the churchies, when we're back after these messages. Once again, Chatterbox Video Game Radio, back at ya.
Right, for the third segment.
Third segment.
Opening
My name's Alon.
Phones. That's Alon.
Right. The phone number here, 866-536-1100. Now, we've become quite comfortable here in the studio.
Yep.
Last week, we didn't do it. We weren't here. Hockey,
yeah, again.
Hockey's done. Yay. Like, we should have applause, but Andrew's not here to play the applause sound effect. But any applause, but yay, no more hockey. So we should be on for good. Now, who knows? This is a place of change.
It's now basketball season, I think.
Something will happen.
So that might come up.
But we haven't been notified yet. So let's pray that we're going to be here every week. 9 p.m. locally. That's 8 p.m. Pacific. 11 p.m. Eastern time. Until you change your clocks and then we change again. But I'll let you know.
But that won't be for like another month.
It's a ridiculous cycle that happens all the time. Anyway, I want to talk about more stuff. More stuff about the church. I got this flyer. I put it on the web. And in like 8 hours overnight, from 2 a.m. to like 9 a.m. I guess that's 7 hours. 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. We had like 8,000 views to our website. Just from Dig. Who knew the Dig was so big?
It's getting big.
Apparently it's huge. We got...
I think it's an /.
300 votes and 8,000 views. So...
That's something.
Someone do the math. That's a lot. That's like,
that's
what, 4%? 5%? But that's good. People liked it, and people hated it.
Yeah.
Now, here are my thoughts. That first I saw it, I said, wow, that's cool, that's video game. And then I noticed, wait, that's not video game, that's a church. You know how much I love going to church, so I flip it over, and it talks about, you know, the game of life, and you know, playing... being a Life 360, and someone on our boards was smart enough to point out, if you did a 360 on Life, aren't you right back where you started? And I thought, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I could respect that opinion. But I thought, okay, cool, and then not cool, and then, wow, they've got big balls. That was my train of thought. It was like, you know, the stages of denial, and then something else.
Yeah, you finally came to realization.
Yeah. I came to acceptance of it. And I put it on the internet and said, ooh, how can I use this to drive traffic to my website? I said, I can do that.
And then you rubbed your hands together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Write a Dig story with a very catchy headline that will make everybody pissed off. That wasn't my intention. I still believe in the headline, but yeah. So they stole a bunch of graphics to try and... That's exactly what they did.
They didn't steal it. They modified it.
That's not significant modification. That would not fly under trademark modification to then not be trademark.
Instead of an X, it's a cross.
Yeah. That's bull, dude.
Okay.
This was so much Microsoft 360 it would be taken. And so they say it falls under parody, but there was nothing trying to be funny about this. They were simply using it for their own purposes. But they wanted people to look at it and go, oh, that's video games. And then go, oh, wait, no, it's a church, but that's cool because they want me to come play the game of life. Which is odd because I bet they didn't even ask Hasbro or Mattel or whoever makes life. Anyway.
All right.
That was a bad joke. Sorry. You laugh at other stuff, damn it. So
I have an odd sense of humor. I'm sorry.
Okay. Where was I going with this?
I'm not exactly sure where you were going with this.
I was saying they had big balls. And now my question to everybody that I asked before, and we have some callers waiting to speak about this.
I'd like to see some of these church marketing meetings. Or like, okay, what's going to be the thing that's going to bring people in?
We've got someone on our forums at Chatterbox Game Show forums.
I did read about that.
Yeah, saying that he's been in those meetings.
Yeah.
And that's cool, I guess. Show us the way.
Well, what do you guys talk about?
What happens? I could just picture it.
So did they say, it's like, all right, what's big right now? The 360.
It's the big thing. Well, every year you've got the big toy that happens for Christmas, and it's obvious that 360
So did
right
they
now.
Have, like, a laughing Elmo come join the church, you know, pamphlet?
Yeah, the Elmo this year was talking about killing people or something.
Oh, that's right. Who wants to die? That's right.
All right, so let's take our caller. We've got a caller who wants to talk about, I hope he wants to talk about the church, the 360. Are you there? I hear nobody.
I don't hear anyone.
Kara, we have no callers. You're lying. There it is.
Hey.
Dump that noise. All right, listen, call back. 866-536-1100. If someone wants to talk about this, we'll put you on the air. We'll talk about this. So I get the flyer. I go through my stages. And then I think to myself, a little pathetic. You know, this is my question to our listeners. Has it become too ingrained in our society? Because I remember, this used to be my thing. I lived life enjoying geekery. I would go home and play Super Mario Bros. 3. I would go home every day after school once it came out playing Street Fighter 2, my very own copy on the Super Nintendo. Didn't have to buy a huge arcade machine. It was fantastic. And now the rest of the world knows our secret.
Yep.
And it becomes a part of church mailers.
Gaming has become cool. And is it maybe the fact that now being geeks, now that something's cool, can we do that?
We could be cool geeks,
yeah.
But then there becomes a hierarchy in geekery, and that's just unacceptable.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Once a geek, always the same. High voice, low voice.
A little smelly.
Ambiguous, stinky. Exactly. All right, we've got a caller back. Let's take this caller. At 866-536-1100, you can call us too, as long as you're not listening on the podcast.
Yes.
Then, you know, we won't be here. Okay. Well, then we're not going to take this caller yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Not yet, anyways.
Kara, you're messing with me. All right, well, we can blame it on her, because it's her...
It's her first day.
First day.
She's not used to our dynamics
it's
yet.
It's her fault. Okay. Anyway, I think to myself, it's become too ingrained, and I'm upset about this. And so, I mean, do you have a feeling on this? Do you wish that it was back in the old days where, you know, only a few games came out every year, but you could know about those games and count on some of them actually not being crap?
Well, I like the fact that it's more mainstream, so we're getting the money that I think is deserved by some of these companies that put out games, but then we also get to the thing where they only put out crap, or they put out the same game every year. You know, they become too safe in the fact that, oh, if we sell this game with X amount of, you know, purchases, we make this amount of money. Let's do that. Let's not try this new game that we don't really know, this new idea or concept.
Well, exactly.
Let's not try that.
And that's what people have been talking about for a long time now. We've got the GDC coming up next month, the Game Developers Conference, and you've got a lot of talk on the internet now because it's so easy to get in. I don't know, like, years ago, you wouldn't be getting interviews with developers. You wouldn't really be hearing their opinions a lot.
Yeah.
Just because no one was going to them. But now, with blogging and news sites and everything, it's a little more prevalent. With shows like Chatterbox.
Oh, yeah.
Cut right to the source. Then you get to hear from these people. And we do. And we get to hear them say, you know what? No, sequelitis. This sucks. And there's tons of money going through the video game industry. It's just not going to the right places. And the companies are becoming so huge that they're not taking risks, like you just said.
Yeah, well, has, you know, maybe these big companies, are they now being more directed by the marketing people than the actual developers?
That's certainly what's been happening, and they're running their own agendas. And now it's become so big that even, you know, churches are sending me flyers.
Telling you to get 360.
But it's not just that. It's everything. Like, it's the bottom line of companies now. Like, Sony obviously they used to not do video games.
Yeah.
And then they started doing it, and now it's like a third of their revenue or something.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And they are now a video game company. And before, obviously, they weren't.
No.
And so you take these big companies, you make it such a huge part of our world now that, you know, even people in third world countries are getting their hands on video games, even though it's like our old used Sega Genesis systems.
Well, our old pirated.
Yeah, that too. And it's become this thing where I'm no longer cool. You know, I'm no longer geek cool for playing video games. Now you have to
now
be
you're just like anyone
geek
else.
Cool for something else. And I don't know what it is. I haven't caught on. Maybe it's because I'm too old.
Maybe it's the card games. Is that D&D? Maybe you got to be in that. Is that the last bastion?
No, D&D was the geek cool in the 70s.
Oh, was it?
And then it dropped out for electronic games instead of pen and paper games. And now it's, I don't know what the hell it, now it's modding. You have to have your own personalized geekery, right?
All right.
You couldn't just be the guy who had the Atari 2600. Now you have to be the guy who has the system with the neon lights and the like old school video game references. The PC that looks like a Mario head or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a lot of work.
The Nintendo alarm clock. You need to have that.
Yeah. That's, I don't know. I miss the days of yore when I, you know, felt unwanted, no friends in school, but I could go home and I could play my video games and enjoy myself. And now, the only way I can do that is by playing, like, one game in a million that's a little bit unique and not the mainstream stuff that we keep getting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I'm so excited about, you know, the DS being so big. And I was telling people this week that the Revolution, I'm all excited about that. The 360, okay, it's here, but it's not doing anything new for me.
Not yet, anyways.
It's everything is so mainstream. There's no... The expectations are there for the same old, same old. And I still have expectations for new stuff. And that's why I love Nintendo. And I guess this topic is managing to go all over the place. But it's good.
This is a tangent to heavy show.
It is. I've always appreciated the non-mainstreamness of video games, and it bothers me now. And it was just... This flyer thing just sort of stuck it in my face. And made me realize, okay, listen, some people, they're taking this.
Taking it a little too far.
Making their own agendas out of my thing. I did this 20 years ago, I was playing games, and now they've caught on, and it's really upsetting. Because it's no longer
but, I mean,
cool for me.
There's got to be some part of you that wanted this to happen.
Like I said, it was cool when I saw the flyer. It's cool, like, you watch TV and you see a PlayStation 2 in, what do they call that product? Whatever.
Product placement?
That's the word. Product placement. And I always look at that. They're playing PS2. They're like, oh, but they've got old Atari 2600 sound effects on the show because they didn't want to pay.
Or I also like they always have the console but wrong controllers.
Yes. That's
have,
always
like,
a
they'll
good
have, you know, a Xbox, but then they're using, like, N64 controllers.
So these days, every once in a while, they get it right.
Yeah.
Because, like, Sony and Microsoft and all them, they're doing it on purpose, putting it in the shows. And I like to see that there. But then at the same time, it's like I said, I go through these stages. I realize, oh, that's cool. Oh, wait. No, it's not. Because now they have the same thing that I have, and I'm not special.
Now, are you just, you know, upset that maybe they're not appreciating it as much as you did?
What I'm upset about is that I'm no longer unique. But that I'm the same as the dude down the street who has his Xbox 360 and thinks he's all that. That's why.
All right.
I don't know.
Do you want a hug? I feel bad now.
I could always use one, mate. Don't resist. All right, listen, we're going to be back after this break with our regularly scheduled Smart Attack.
Ooh.
Nathan Smart.
Ooh, when did that come up?
I've had that for a couple weeks. I've been waiting to use it.
Man.
I've been waiting.
I missed that meeting.
So we've got Nathan Smart waiting to talk to us about the latest and greatest. We'll be back after this break, everybody. Please, please stay tuned. We're back, Chatterbox Video Game Radio, February 19th, the day before my wonderful day.
Turning 27.
27.
The big 27.
Years.
Yeah. Not months anymore.
Years. Old. I'm in a demographic so far beyond my maturity level that I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. What I'm going to do, though, right now, is remind everybody to go to uat.edu. You want to learn about getting into the game. Isn't that a cheesy line? Get into the game!
Industry.
You can be a producer, designer, whatever. Go to University of Advancing Technology. That's UAT.edu to learn all about it. Nate still does it. I don't know how. 4 a.m. every day.
I'm taking a lot of classes this semester, and every semester until I graduate. Now that I realized, oh wait, I'm going to graduate soon, aren't I? I should work on that.
Yeah, should do something. All right, now, as usual, this is our fourth segment of the show. We're going to bring in our Nathan Smart.
For a smart attack. I like that.
Oh my God, I'm having a smart attack.
I like it too, Alon.
All right, hang on. We got to make you a little bit louder. Can we do that?
Yes. Wait. Are you going to make me louder or am I going to make me louder?
I think Kara's going to make you louder.
All right, get to it.
Can she do it?
Am I getting louder or am I...
I don't know. I can't hear you, Nathan.
I can kind of hear
me.
All right, you're going to speak really loudly, Nathan.
All right.
All right, so what's up?
You can hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay, I wanted to chime in because I was trying to come up with sort of like a journalistic thing I wanted to do this week, some sort of expose or something, but I found this piece of news instead that I don't know if you guys... I just read about it on the internet. Have you guys seen it about that lawyer? He's Jack Thompson, I think is his name. He wants to sue video games or something. I don't know, he played this one really violent game, and he's all over it now. I don't even get it. I mean, it's a video game, am I right? You know? Like, why is he all over a video game? He's a lawyer.
Nathan,
lawyers don't play video games, do they?
They don't have
time for them. They have to do lawyering and stuff like that. Like, don't they? Why is he down on video games?
Nathan, we've been talking about this the whole show.
What?
It's our thing. This is Jack. Wacko Jacko.
Yeah, huh? We've been talking about this guy for the last year.
Yeah, have you been listening to the show? Have you
heard
us? No,
I don't listen. I don't listen.
Well, you don't listen to the show. All right. Well, yeah, this guy, this Jack guy, he's been I don't know, he's been a Fruity Loop for months.
Okay.
He's been all over the place. And we've been...
Really?
Yeah, we've talked about him a lot. He doesn't like Grand Theft Auto, I don't know. But I don't really understand what... You should be paying more attention, Nathan. This is really just poor broadcasting on your part.
Well, I don't...
You really let us down this week, man. What do you have to say for yourself there, buddy?
Well, then. I'm embarrassed. Have you guys heard about the blind gamer?
The blind gamer.
Didn't you just do that one, like, a couple weeks ago?
That's Nathan
no,
Smart,
I know,
everybody.
Guys, I've been under a lot of pressure, and I just can't.
Nathan Smart, everybody. Another not-so-smart attack.
Thank you.
This week. All right, let's move on to some news.
That was
apparently
awkward.
That was strange. I'm getting heart palpitations. We're
going
to move on to some news this week.
All right.
Apparently, we can't get it from our normal sources.
So, well, my first news. Okay, so this lawyer called Jack Thompson. And
there's this guy.
he wants to see video games? Okay, anyways.
Let's get back to the real news here.
Some news from last week, being that we didn't have a show. Just want to bring it up. So Blizzard finally apologized. Did an official apology about the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual friendly guild.
What makes it official? Did they post it on their own website?
There was a press release.
Was there a press release?
Yeah.
Everybody loves those press releases.
They love those press releases.
We have not once submitted a press release.
We're too indie for the
press
release.
We are worthy
of
a press release every week, but we don't do it.
We don't do it.
Okay. Keep going.
But anyways, so they're just pretty much apologizing and saying they're going to do some sensitivity training for all their gay masters from in Europe and the United States and I believe Korea. So that, you know, they're doing that. So that's kind of,
are they
going to
like bring
nice.
A gay clown into the office?
I think they're going to show some of those, you know, like 1950s, you know, how to act at work, you know, videos.
Hey, everybody. Gay men are okay.
It was for, WoW.
World of Warcraft. Are you a game player, Kara?
Not really. I was just wondering, because you mentioned the guild, but I didn't know which, if it was Warcraft or not.
Yeah, she pointed out, I'm, you know, not doing my best. I should have mentioned what game.
It's like we just assume our listeners know because we have very dedicated listeners here.
Yeah.
Week, and they know that we've talked about this in the past. Apparently now all they're talking about is this O-Game thing. O-Game.org. I don't...
Yeah, they told me that. I haven't looked at it quite yet.
But they will.
Yeah.
So keep going.
All right, another one. Okay, so there's these alternate reality games. Merely mentioning just because there's a chance to win $200,000. But apparently you can go to their website and, like, solve the clues and beat the game. And I guess if you go to some location somewhere in the world, you have a chance to get $200,000 with an actual evil villain, like, taking off in a helicopter. And I'm assuming it's going to be, you know, broadcast over the web or whatever.
I don't trust these online contests anymore. There was that one... Oh, I'm not going to remember the name of it. But there was one not long ago, Xbox Live. They were supposed to have a big competition. And then there was all the question of, like, did everybody get online and do that contest at exactly the same time? Or was there... And it was supposed to be, like, a seven-week contest. And it turned out, like, getting delayed and delayed and delayed. And then they ended up closing it down after the second week and just saying, you know what, forget it. We're not going to give away the $1 million we said we were going to.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah.
Not sure about this, but I thought it was interesting. So you can check that out if you want. Now, Sony, they're really original, and I always like to stick with originality, not want to steal any other people's games, but PSP Puppies is going to be coming out sometime, I believe, later this year.
No, wait, check your facts. I don't think that's a Sony game.
It's coming out for the PSP.
Yeah, but it's not a Sony game.
Is it not a
Sony? Can't blame Sony for that.
All right.
Unless I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure
it's not a
Sony game. I
thought Sony was making it, but maybe I misjudged. I will look that up and find out next week.
We will have a caller call in to correct you.
Yeah, he can berate me.
Or correct me, because one of us is wrong.
But anyways, yeah, just thought that was kind of funny. But it's the dog's happy life is what it is. And so it's going to be a little odd without a stylist, you know,
that's
to pet your puppies. But
for people to be copying games from Nintendo's new systems here where they have functionality that doesn't exist in other systems, it's never going to go over as well.
Yeah.
The microphone in it and the touchscreen obviously presents options that don't exist, and which is why people like the system.
Mm-hmm.
And people watch movies on a PSP.
Yeah, true.
So I'm not very excited about PSP Puppies or PS Puppies or what the hell it's called. I don't care.
The dog happy life. I'm assuming this is a very poor translation.
Subtitle.
All right. So Gizmondo Europe went bankrupt, filed bankruptcy, forced to give away all their stock, liquidated to pay off some of their debts.
I always find the business news especially interesting. This is my style. I like hearing about that. And we've covered this a lot because we talked about Infineon or Infineon Labs.
Yeah.
Right, being a little bit crazy and running their projects not the way that a normal company would run them.
Mainly just so the head guys make money.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
And then it turns out that's what Gizmondo was doing. It's a bunch of, like...
Wasn't it Swedish gangsters or something
Swedish
like that?
Swedish or Scottish? I guess it wasn't Scottish. Yeah, I think it was Swedish gangsters who just got hundreds of millions of dollars in stock.
Yeah.
You know, help by going public or whatever. I don't know. And now, of course, they're going under. I don't even know where I could buy that system. If I wanted to go buy it right now,
okay, I
in
went
America,
to their web.
I wouldn't know where to go.
I went to their website one time, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I'll check it out. This was a long time ago, but they had an address. But it wasn't an address. It was like a close-up picture of like a Google map that showed the street and like just a cross street and said, oh, we're here. Didn't say the city or what country they were in, but just that it was on these two cross streets. So I guess if you could find those, you know where their store was.
Yeah, but it's not even... I have no idea. I mean, isn't it like Tiger Electronics or something that made the Gizmondo?
Something. I'm not sure if it was a Tiger, but
all
I might
know is
be
they're
mistaken.
Full of crap.
Yeah, they don't want to.
Just like Infineon Labs, but at least they came out with a product. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
They're leaps and bounds ahead of the stupid Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Well, some quick news as I hear the music.
Yeah.
DirecTV Blade might be coming to the 360, so you can probably download some shows or whatnot over your 360 and watch them.
More media functionality.
Yeah.
That's cool. We have to go, Nate.
All right.
We're done with the show this week.
Are we
We're
going to
be back
here?
Next week. We're going to have Lee from iTradeVideoGames.com telling us all about iTradeVideoGames. I promised you we would have this interview, and it's coming next week, so stick around. We'll tell you all about that new service. We have to go, though, so be back next week.
All right. See you then.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bass are belong to us.